From APM in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Dollar Tree is buying discount store Family Dollar in a deal worth about $8.5 billion. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on what this deal says about where the economy is overall.
The deal promises big cost savings as operations are consolidated, and the companies need to do that. They've been struggling to keep sales and profits rising. In the recession, consumers flocked to these super discount stores. But now, says Chris Christopher at IHS Global Insight, the economy is improving.
Wages are starting to gain a little bit of traction. And in addition, there is a little bit of a migration from people from the discount stores to the middle tier retailers.
Another problem, says Christopher, these stores can barely raise their prices even as inflation's picking up.
The margins at the middle-tier retailers and at the discount retailers are being squeezed heavily, and they learned this past holiday season not to discount too much. Going into this back-to-school season, you won't see the kind of discounting that you have.
So discount stuff for the kids this year at slightly less of a discount. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Nissan is out with better-than-expected profits in its latest earnings report. The company is one of the pioneers of the electric car business with its Leaf model. But one downside to making electric cars, the expensive batteries. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports on what that means for car makers and car drivers.
Nissan's Leaf model is one of the most critically acclaimed electric cars out there. But
the cost of those batteries is still too high.
That's auto analyst David Cole. Electric car batteries cost around $10,000 and need to be replaced every decade or so. Nissan is offering Leaf owners replacement batteries for $5,500, which means it's probably losing money on batteries. But so is everybody else, says Cole.
Everybody's working on these batteries. A variety of different technologies are being explored, but the cost has just not come down the way we would like to see it.
Nissan is probably losing money on the Leaf, says John Odell with Edmunds.com, but it could pay off.
People criticized Toyota for years for losing money on every Prius it sold, and now Toyota makes a ton of money on every Prius it sells because it was willing to invest to a long-term strategy.
Odell estimates electric cars won't catch on in a mainstream way for another 5 years. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Today, Muslims around the world celebrate the holiday Eid al-Fitr as the holy month of Ramadan ends. Some have been shopping for new clothes, presents, and preparing for a feast. That's a well-known marketing opportunity for many businesses abroad. And now, some American companies are learning how to take advantage, too, as Nuran Altair reports.
What you're hearing isn't an official religious celebration, but these Muslims are celebrating. They're at a Macy's in Orange County doing what's called a debke, an Arab blind dance. And Macy's, well, it's done a little decorating for Ramadan. Jamana Siddiqui is the graphic designer who put the decorations together.
It's just like these two Bella Tower displays, you know, in the women's store. And we had, like, so many people coming in and taking pictures with it like it was a tourist attraction.
Siddiqui said store managers quickly realized the opportunity they stumbled upon.
Actually, I remember this comment kind of stuck out in my mind. He's like, I'm really surprised nobody else has done this before. And it wasn't more like of, should we do this? It was more like, why shouldn't we?
It's estimated there are 4 million Muslims in the United States. And to reach that demographic, other companies like Best Buy have recognized Islamic holidays in advertisements. Still, it's unusual. Rafiuddin Shiko is with the consulting firm Dinar Standard. He puts Muslim spending in the United States as high as $124 billion.
But still, that doesn't, in terms of the priority of what the brands are doing, it's still not bigger than the other segments.
Segments like Hispanic, Asian, or African American. Mina Ibrahim is with global marketing firm JWT. She argues advertisers should spend more money to target Muslims, especially during Ramadan. And many do, just not here in the States.
Brands like Chanel, here in the Middle East, provide longer variations of their outfits. Brands like Hermes, the scarves, come in larger sizes, so women here or Muslims wear them as headscarves.
Here in the U.S., though, Ibrahim says the same companies tread more cautiously because they're still getting to know the American Muslim consumer. But are they doing enough? Siddiqui puts it this way.
You know, if you're going to dance because you're so happy somebody wrote Happy Ramadan in their store, then you know retailers in America are not doing enough.
In Los Angeles, I'm Niran Altair for Marketplace.
Go to marketplace.org to see those Macy's decorations she mentioned and other ways companies are reaching out to Muslims. And finally, in comic books, superheroes clash with villains. But when comic book conventions battle, they let the lawyers do all the fighting. America's best-known gathering for fans is San Diego Comic-Con, which just wrapped up. It's going after Salt Lake Comic-Con, a Utah gathering, which is actually the third biggest in America. Con is short for convention, and conventions of all kinds use it in their names. San Diego Comic-Con's lawyer says that it alone has the right to the Comic-Con name and wants Salt Lake to stop using it. Salt Lake City organizers say that's nonsense and will fight for the name. The San Diego Comic-Con has become quite a powerhouse over the years. This year, 72,000 attended, many in very awesome costumes. Hollywood franchise movies now use it as a major launching pad. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.